Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. My name
This
is
is
Tony.
yes.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Yeah, hi. This
Hello.
is Tony from Capital One Credit Cards on the Ricardo line. I have a customer on the line who just noticed a transaction for $39.99. Actually, it
Okay.
says it was February 6th. It says fast results. Customer is not sure what the charge is for because it's coming up as electronic sales.
All righty, may I have the zip code associated with that account, please? Hello?
And your zip code. Hello, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, and your zip code.
20715.
I didn't hear him.
20715.
20715, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, give me one second. And that first and last name?
Gard.
What was his first name, please?
Trilok.
Oh, Trilok.
Yeah, T like Tom,
Okay.
Trilok.
Okay, and for security purposes, may I have the address that's associated with that account, please?
14102 Waybridge Court, Bowie.
Okay. Sir, do you happen to remember? I was able to locate an account associated with you. Do you have to remember back in November around the 20th, you only paid $7.45 shipping and handling to receive a Wi-Fi booster?
What was that? Which booster?
A Wi-Fi booster.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay. And the item itself was a welcoming gift. You only paid the $7.45 shipping and handling to receive it, but it was a welcoming gift to the factory direct savings store. And that $49.97 that you're actually seeing is actually the membership fee that you were charged for becoming a member of the factory direct savings store. Now, I do
I'm
see.
paying membership fee.
Yes, sir, but I do see
And
all the payments on it have been declined. The last time we attempted to collect the payment was on the 6th of February. All payments had been declined by your financial institute. Sir?
So, which payments were declined? Please tell me again.
Yes, all of the payments recently were declined, and the last time we tried to receive a payment for you was actually February the 6th, which was last
February 6th.
Sunday. Yes, sir, and we charged your card a payment of $39.99.
What was last payment for what?
$39.99, sir.
For what?
And that is still the charge for being enrolled in the membership. That is a monthly member fee for being enrolled as a member of the Factory Direct Savings Store.
I'm still didn't understand.
Okay.
What membership?
Yes, sir. When you paid the $7.45 shipping and handling to receive the Wi-Fi booster, it was a welcoming gift for joining that Factory Direct Savings Store. Once you joined that Factory Direct Savings Store, it started charging you a membership fee. It was $49.97, and you were enrolled in a online web store. And that is the membership fee each month that you are enrolled in it.
And what is that for? What membership?
It's a online web store. It's called Factory Direct Savings Store.
How often will you charge that?
It will be a monthly charge for as long as you are enrolled.
Oh, no, I don't want that.
All right, sir. I can proceed to get you counseled out of that if you give me 1 second, please, okay? Give me 1 second, please, sir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here, past reverse
$9.99. What is the miscellaneous expenses in the
app. All righty, sir. I was successfully able to get you counseled out of that. You won't have any more reoccurring charges. I do have a cancellation order number for you. Are you ready to take that down?
Hold on.
Okay. Let me see. Okay. Are you ready, sir? Okay, sir.
Hold on, Kat.
Okay.
Okay, now give me that number.
Okay, it will be C as in Charlie.
Yeah.
And that's 258-926-722.
222, what is that?
The last
926 and what?
926-722.
Okay. What is this called, eh?
You're completely canceled out of it, sir. You won't receive any more reoccurring charges on that, okay?
But you already charged some money to me.
Yes, sir. I can offer you a 35% refund on that $39.99. That was the last charge.
You're going to give me a refund of that?
I can give you 35% refund on that.
35%?
Yes, sir. Would be
why 35%? I did not use that at all. It's still sitting in that box.
Alrighty, sir. I can offer you my family and friends discount of 50%.
Ma'am, I have no use of this. I just got it because it was only $7 or something.
Yes, sir.
It did not tell me anywhere that I had to pay so much money.
Okay, sir.
I have my own internet.
50% refund would give you back $20.
$29.
What? Sorry, ma'am?
If I give you 50% of the $39.99 that was charged, that would be $20 that would be refunded to you.
What I'm saying is, I have absolutely no use of this. No use. I'm not used at all. It's sitting in the box. I don't think I'll be ever using it. I just got it for, I experiment with it, see what happens. I did not do anything with it yet. I did not know that you'll be charging this.
Yes, sir, I do understand. But the most of the refund I can offer you right now.
You might give me full
50%.
Refund. No, I want full refund.
All right, give me 1 second, sir. Sir, thank you for holding. After speaking with my supervisor, I was able to get you the full refund of $39.99, and that would take 3 to 5 business days to be refunded to that account, okay?
You charged that 2 times, right?
No, that was only a one-time charge of $39.99. That was the last charge that was incurred, okay? So it would take 3 to 5 business days for it to be refunded to the account, okay?
So you will charge me only $7 for shipping?
Yes, it was only $7 in shipping and handling to actually receive the product.
What do I do with this box now?
Sir, the product is actually yours to keep. The warehouse has a no refund policy because of due to health regulations. So the item is yours to actually keep.
Why did not you publish that you'll be charging so much?
Yes,
sir. If you take the box.
Okay. Well, you are completely canceled out of it. You won't have any more reoccurring charges, okay?
So why did not you publish that you will be charging me $39.99?
Sir, if you would scroll down in the terms and conditions, it will inform you that once you would bill for a membership fee 48 hours later after signing up for that.
But right now you started charging. On what basis? Did you inform me before charging?
Sir, it was stated in the terms and conditions. If you scroll down, when you actually made the purchase of the item, once you did the shipping and handling, yes, sir, it was stated in the current terms and conditions.
Well, then I cannot blame you. My mistake.
That's okay, but you are completely canceled, and you won't have any more reoccurring charges for it. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. Bye bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah,